This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfortunately, we got to get right to it and right hot and heavy because we've got all sorts of breaking news all over the sports landscape, and not a lot of it is good, quite honestly. The Capitals, in the last 20 minutes or so of his show, is running around trying to talk to some people, make some coffee, and get settled up for the show. I know they announced it over on 106.7 with Earl Forsey. The Capitals have announced within the last 25 minutes or so that Alex Ovechkin sustained, of course, as everybody probably knows, an injury to his lower leg during last night's game in Utah and is listed as week to week. He will have further evaluation with team physicians in D.C. on Wednesday. So, Doc, I know you're not a real-life doctor, but when you hear that after seeing either live or on video, yeah, what happened last night in Utah, I had switched back to the Monday night game for a couple of minutes, so I missed it live, but then, mm-hmm, of course, the internet blows up with it. Right. I've seen the play. I've seen it 100 times. I went back, watched it, listened to Locker and Joe B., all of that. They were absolutely convinced it was not a dirty play. It didn't, mm-hmm, look like a dirty play. I know, right, Tom Wilson took his frustrations out on the guy that actually caused the play.
Hockey.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like a hockey macho machismo, yeah, type revenge thing. But when you hear week to week, now the last time we heard week to week, it was literally day to day for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Different sport, different injury, not saying it's the same thing. So I don't know if we should go immediately like alarm bells, but it's certainly not day-to-day. And if it was day-to-day, meaning maybe he misses a game or two, maybe he misses a week, I would have thought, I was hoping we would get a little bit better sounding of a release from the team. This is not a report. This is the actual team announcing this, pending further medical evaluation tomorrow.
But usually,
with team
you
positions.
Only get lower body out of them.
Correct.
So this is
correct.
A blessing.
Correct.
And don't forget, it's Alex. He's bionic. And you got a plenty of season. We got a ton of time, and he's ahead of schedule, mm-hmm, because of this explosive start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know a lot of people would like to have it this year, but I just think I'm so happy that it wasn't a one-and-doner.
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the record at this point. I'm worried about the Alex's health, number one, mm-hmm, and number two, the team. The team's
team
health.
Is awesome, yeah, and off to a great start.
I know, but you know what he means, obviously.
Oh, yeah. You know,
to the team, right? Yeah. So I'm more worried about that. I am not worried about chasing Wayne Gretzky or anything, mm-hmm, like that, or when, or historic this or that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all part of it, but, you know, and that's the sexy part of it. I am worried about, are we going to see Alex Ovechkin on the ice? It is November 19th. If he is week to week, I have no idea exactly, again, what that means. The last time we heard week to week, different sport, different player, was Jaden Daniels. Okay, and he was back 5 days later. But I have
guy,
no
older
choice.
Guy, nothing in common.
Yeah, well, and maybe some of that is at play here. He's 39 years old.
Yeah.
We, again, do not know the extent of the injury. Like, right, you said, usually we get lower body injury. They're still not telling you whether it was shin or knee. They're still not telling you whether it was shin or knee, because the actual impact was not knee to knee. Mm-hmm. It was shin to shin, but the knee buckled a little bit. And if they're talk to somebody behind the scenes here. If they're announcing week to week, does that mean that it's they did the manual ACL test and they feel it's intact and maybe it's an LCL or an MCL? Or it's maybe just a bruise, deep bruise, swelling. Maybe it's to the shin and not the knee. I mean, there's so many possibilities here that we do not know. And you're right. Usually they just say lower body. They're not saying anything. They know everybody knows it's a lower body injury, but they ain't saying shin, knee. I would feel a whole lot better if it was shin. Because even if it was shin and if it was like a hairline fracture, you're thinking, oh, okay, well, that's 3 to 6 weeks somewhere in that range. Alex will be back by January 1st, maybe before. I don't know, Doc, if it is a bad sprain of the MCL. Say the ACL is spared. I don't know if it's a bad sprain of the MCL, which is the second worst, whether that means, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know what that means. And maybe they don't know. But I presume, like in football, as you know, from playing, from I don't know if you ever had that test, but being down on the sideline, as long as you have, being around the game, as long as you have, they can generally tell 98%, 99% within, bam, a couple of minutes. I presume the Capitals trainers and not that they had physicians in Utah, but the Capitals trainers probably could do that same manual ACL test. I would imagine they're all trained or knowledgeable enough in that regard, and they probably know yes or no right now whether it's ACL or 99% not ACL. I don't know.
That's a Kevin Sheehan question.
You think Coach
or
you
Coach
think
Sheehan?
Doc Sheehan would know that?
I mean, honestly thinking, the gentleman that follows this show
might be a strong word.
Well, the young man that follows this broadcast might be a better student of
you don't
this.
You don't mean Craig Hoffman, do you?
Mr. Hoffman.
Oh. Well, he's not here today.
Well, then,
so we're
then
gonna
the
have
guy
to
who's
wait.
Filling in for him has no idea. That would be like, yeah, we'd be better off going out to the zoo and asking one of the cage animals
what
they think.
Here's the deal, Doc. I'm not asking you to be
a
doctor
Chris,
in any way.
You've done this long enough to know. Nobody knows.
Right, exactly.
It's not, all we're doing right now is taking up taxpayers' time and money.
Well, there was the
And there's no threat of anything. We're at the perfect time of the season right now to where what does all that matter?
Yeah. Well. Here's my question, okay? And again, not asking you to be a doctor.
You know, right now, Polly is so mad at you.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He just threw a glass through a window.
It doesn't matter. So I guess the notion that they announced a listing of week to week, does that make you feel better that maybe it's not long-term and
I don't
or
trust
the
them.
Ultimate
I never
end of
trust
the season.
Anybody in sports with injury information. Been around it too long to know. We're the last people that will know. I trust the fact that the guy in question is bionic. And the fact that it's Alex, man. And I don't think it's critical or we'd probably get some word of that. He may have dodged a bullet, but I'm so happy that he's done what he's done up to this point that even if he were out for 5 weeks, he's got enough time to come back and still keep kicking butt.
Yeah.
And he's on a good team. And Dick Carberry and what he's done, what I'm trying to say, I'm so relieved that we have competent people in charge that I feel good about where the direction of the program is going, that we're not going to be in last place, that we're competitive, that we've got a guy and a group that's making great decisions, and that we're viable. Again, to rock the red. And the rest is up to you to make those decisions because you know more puck than anybody in this room.
Yeah. I mean, listen, from a hockey perspective, because they are getting tremendous contributions from a lot of different guys, they might be able to survive whatever this is.
Bingo.
Survive.
Right.
Not thrive.
Flourish. You're right.
And there is a difference. Like, I mean, with the way this team has played, and they just They just swept a three-game road trip coming home for Colorado on Thursday night. We know he's not going to be in action.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And anytime soon. I'm hoping, whatever this is, A, that it's more shorter term than longer term. I think that's a responsible thing to say. I'm hoping he's okay, number one. But I'm hoping that they are good enough and deep enough and experienced enough with enough speed that they can, again, maybe at the minimum survive. They're not going to thrive, but stay above water for the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 weeks. Hopefully, it's nothing more than that. Hopefully. Unless it is a torn ACL, which would obviously end the year.
Why even go there?
Well, because it's a possibility.
Well, I don't even go there. I don't even think that way.
But unless it's that, I think there's a good chance that Alex Ovechkin could be back right around the new year, maybe a little bit into the new year.
That's cool.
As a worst case scenario. Maybe he's back next week. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I hope. I'm not a guy who prays. I don't do the prayer thing.
Well, I'll do the prayer for you.
But I think of, I keep people in good thoughts, right?
Right.
Keeping our buddy Pete Medhurst in good thoughts.
Absolutely.
As he's going through everything that he's going through. Mm-hmm. Keeping my brother-in-law in good thoughts. He's got, stuff going on, that my sister told me about last night. I'm keeping, everybody in your family and everybody in my family and everybody in our radio family, Matt's family, in good thoughts, right? I don't necessarily do the prayer thing, but however we can all kind of...
We pray for you, Chris, so you don't have to worry about it. We got you.
However we can get through this, and however he can get through this, and however they can get through this, I hope it's just where, again, they can stay above water and not take on too much water and not sink to the bottom, which I don't think would happen.
Not going to happen.
And I hope that he could be back, at worst case scenario around January 1st. That's kind of how I'm going to approach this until I find out other. Now, there is a thought, right, that because they announced week to week, it wouldn't be a season-ending catastrophe. I can't go there. I don't feel comfortable saying that until we get more clarity. And again, don't know if we're going to get that clarity. I would assume if it's the worst case scenario, we're going to find out. But if it's not, then we're going to find out, hey, it's just week to week. And that's going to kind of be the and then everybody will wait until Alex gets back on the ice at MedStar Capital's Iceplex there in Arlington. Mm-hmm. And then we will kind of see, okay, can he compete in a full contact practice? And then once he does that for a day or two or whatever, can he get back on the ice? So we are obviously in wait mode. The team has issued this statement. This is not a report. This is the team saying he is week to week pending further evaluation with team physicians in D.C. on Wednesday. Now,
they didn't say day to day. They said
week to week. Right.
So let's just give him a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I thought Locker and Joby mentioned this on the broadcast last night, that they were flying back today, that they did not leave right after the game last night from Salt Lake City, that they were flying back from today. So that would make sense if they're saying with team physicians further evaluation in D.C. on Wednesday, right? Because if that's true, they ain't going to be back here until, 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it might be today. And assuming that Alex is on that team flight, which I would assume he is, we wouldn't get that more detailed evaluation, if you will, until at least tomorrow. And it might be longer than that. So I guess here's the kind of what we're looking for or offering or what have you. At 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, what was your immediate reaction, number one, to the hit, the injury? I got to say this. I'm not a huge fan of guys doing what Tom Wilson did. I did sort of enjoy it.
Well, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I did sort of enjoy it. I don't think the kid that committed the hit, I don't think he did anything intentionally dirty. But
I agree.
The puck was right there. It was right there in the proximity, and it was just, unfortunately, guys crossing, guys going for the puck, a loose puck at that, and people playing hockey and legs, and you know, like, this could happen with skates.
It's hockey.
This could happen with knees. This could happen with shins, ankles, feet, arms, ribs, head. I mean, it could happen, period. We have been so blessed, Doc, in this town, for all of the injuries that we've had in other ways, John Wall, Bradley Beal, Robert Griffin, so on and so forth. Alex has been so healthy. I mean, he's missed some games from time to time. Mm-hmm. And he's, I don't know, but he's probably missed more games because of suspension than injury.
For a superstar, no doubt about it.
We have been so fortunate. And you just have to hope that the hockey gods are shining not only on Alex Ovechkin and not only on the Washington Capitals, but here's one for you, the entire NHL. Because make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. The NHL, unfortunately, is largely considered irrelevant to many in this country until the Stanley Cup playoffs, and certainly to a lot of the media. A lot of the media doesn't even pay attention, doesn't watch, doesn't care, doesn't know, doesn't read, doesn't have any interest because that's the way they were raised.
As bad as it was 10 years ago?
Not as bad. But it still is pretty bad. But my point being is the NHL needs Alexander Ovechkin. They need this pursuit of greatness during the regular season to keep the Capitals, this station, our sister station, he's got 5 goals in the last 2 games and he didn't even play much of the third period last night. He could have had another hat trick if this didn't happen.
The other night was crazy. I mean, watching Alan May, just the fact that you tune in now, I haven't missed the broadcast. I mean, it's like must see, like if the Nats, like when Scherzer was here, when the stars are in town on our teams.
Sure.
And that's where I have it, like with the Caps, to me, like I don't miss a game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tuning in. I'm watching. I'm catching up. I'm a Joe Beninati. I'm a big fan of Joe B and Locke and the boys, as we all are.
Sure.
So it's something that's a must see. Yeah. It's on my menu. I don't miss it like anything else. There's certain people in certain sports that I don't miss, and they are one of them, and that's important. And I just like the whole, Alan, I just like the whole, I give monumental major props from their pregame, endgame, post, they just do it right. And if Grant's on doing his thing, I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the operation. They're doing a really good job.
No, they do a great job. I mean, so, you know, Al is, you know, you used to work with Al every day, right?
Texted him. I just said, Brother Koken, hope you and the Great Eight are in good spirits. Holler at your boy. Because if anybody can throw us a nugget to kind of let us know.
I mean, if you can get them on, that would be great. I think they're flying back now, so I don't know.
I think you have scared the whole DMV.
I didn't mean to scare the whole DMV, but how are you supposed to react? I mean,
I wasn't concerned at all. It's bionic.
Maybe Tom Wilson knew something before he went out there and started that fight. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was told something behind the scenes, and he was like, you know what? This is bad, right? So, I would say this. You're right. We don't know, and I'm trying desperately not to play a doctor on the radio, but I have no choice but to react. I have no choice but to at least react and say, hey, this potentially could be more serious than even that statement said. I don't think Jack McBain, the player that collided with him, I don't think Jack McBain did anything nefarious or dirty here.
I mean, I understand why he's in panic mode. We're talking about a player who, at 39 years old, is 15 goals in 18 games, currently leading the NHL in goals. He's number 10 for
Yeah, but you points. Say his age, it's like, you can't say his age. To me, it's like LeBron. His age doesn't match him.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
They have nothing in common.
The reason why I'm worried is, much like you guys have said, he has been Mr. Regular. It doesn't matter, because when he came into the league, it wasn't just him taking a beating. He was giving beatings.
Oh, he's a thug.
He was violent. He was a thug when he first joined the league.
His checks, so, he explodes.
Yeah. Well, he had to learn how to hit people without killing them, basically. I mean, it's the same thing as Tom Wilson, quite honestly, is kind of why it's ironic that Wilson was the one, you know, again, standing up for him.
The issue is, it really didn't look like a hard hit. It looked like it was they kind of got tangled up. Yeah. He might have got tripped a little bit, but that did not look like
Because it's not knee on knee, I have a little more faith that it's not a torn ACL. Well, then maybe I would have.
It kind of, in a lot of ways, and I mean, obviously there was contact, but that gave me non-contact injury vibes in NFL, where it's like a guy just kind of stuttering, and it's like, you know what, I did something wrong and something tweaked. That's where I'm worried.
You know, when you stub your toe, which is one of the worst injuries, it doesn't look bad, but stubbing your toe is a biatch. And it's just weird. But again, we probably had 12 minutes of negative vibes.
Doc,
that just kills
somehow
me.
Doc is blaming this on me.
This is Russell.
Am I to blame here? I'll throw this
now,
out
I've
to
heard
all the canines.
This about you, but I've never really seen you in this mode.
I'll throw that out to the canines. Am I the bad guy here? Am I guilty?
Polly right now is incensed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.